It is a great pleasure to be here in such a beautiful location, and I would like to start by, through you, Minister Freivalds, thank our Swedish hosts for their very generous hospitality. And I would like to extend a special welcome to Kemal Dervish, the administrator designate of the UNDP, who joins us this evening. A warm welcome to you and congratulations with your designation. Let me also welcome the President of the NATO Parliamentary Assembly in our midst, Pierre Lelouch. Soyez les bienvenus. In a world in which managing security has become ever more complex, it is essential that like-minded nations get together to discuss the key security challenges that they face together. Developing a common understanding of today's challenges is the first step towards finding effective solutions, and that is why having a security dialogue is so important. The Euro-Atlantic Partnership Council is a reflection of this need for dialogue. For almost a decade now, the AEPC has been the key body for consultations between the NATO allies and their partner countries. In the framework of the EAPC, we were able to address a range of security issues, including many that never made it into the press headlines. And as a result of our discussions, the bond between NATO members and partners has grown stronger and stronger. Tomorrow, we will hold the first ever EAPC Security Forum. It will bring together not just government ministers and officials, but also representatives of civil society, including non-governmental organizations and academics, as well as journalists. This new concept, I think, will broaden and strengthen our dialogue. Free-flowing and open discussions among ministers and government officials gathered here tonight are also of great value. I believe that there is plenty to discuss. Les Balkans sont l'un des défis qui se posent à nous depuis plus d'une décennie. Ce soir, nous examinerons en particulier la voie à suivre au Kosovo. Les signes constatés récemment dans la province sont encourageants, comme la prudente reprise du dialogue entre Pristina et Belgrade et la réaction calme qui a suivi la mise en accusation de M. Haradinaj, l'ancien Premier ministre. Il reste cependant encore beaucoup de chemin à parcourir pour se conformer aux normes avant que des pourparlers puissent être entamés sur le statut final. Et le monde observera avec attention le Kosovo. Au cours de cette période critique, la CAFOR maintiendra sa capacité opérationnelle. L'Afghanistan est un autre de nos défis communs. Des progrès sensibles ont été accomplis, mais les nouvelles récentes nous montrent qu'il reste encore beaucoup à faire. La communauté internationale, y compris l'OTAN, s'emploie à poursuivre ses efforts pour renforcer les institutions étatiques. Par ailleurs, les forces qui s'opposent à ce processus n'ont pas renoncé à leur lutte. Nous devons dès lors demeurer vigilants et garder les yeux rivés sur les défis qui nous attendent. Ce faisant, nous devons veiller à ce que nos partenaires afghans aient l'initiative. La FIAS opère actuellement son extension à l'Ouest et j'ai toute confiance que nous saurons mener à bien ce processus d'ici à septembre prochain. Une autre des grandes priorités est le soutien aux élections législatives du 18 septembre prochain. Nous travaillons en outre déjà à l'extension de la FIAS au sud du pays, en vue de l'achever d'ici à la mi-2006. Toutefois, je me dois être clair à ce sujet. Il faudra ici compter avec un environnement plus délicat et dont veiller à ce que la FIAS dispose des forces appropriées et suffisamment solides pour accomplir sa mission. Il faut aussi, bien entendu, voir plus loin et réfléchir à une stratégie pour l'après-bonne. Ce n'est pas quelque chose que l'on peut envisager de manière isolée. il faudra pour cela une coordination étroite avec les autres grands acteurs, notamment le gouvernement afghan, les Nations Unies et l'Union européenne. Close coordination is also an imperative on another theater, in Darfur this time. As you know, the President of the Commission of the African Union, Konaré, has requested on behalf of the African Union logistical support from NATO to the AU mission in Darfur. In the face of this humanitarian urgency and the need to consolidate the leading role of the African Union in African crisis management, allies, without delay, have responded favorably to this request. And I will present an initial set of possible assistance measures later this week at an international conference in Addis Ababa, including force deployment support, strategic airlift, training of AMIS headquarters and intelligence personnel. A role for our partners might be considered if there is interest to contribute. We have worked so far hand in hand with the European Union and other donors to avoid duplication of scarce resources and will continue to do so as we develop concrete proposals in response to specific requests by the African Union. But these, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, are not the only issues we will deal with tonight. This forum shares a strong interest in the developments in the entire Euro-Atlantic region. In the Caucasus, for example, we hope to see some movement on unresolved issues soon. Georgian Foreign Minister Djurabashvili could not be here with us tonight because she is hosting talks with her Russian interlocutors on the withdrawal of the Russian bases in Georgia. Talks are also continuing among Baku and Yerevan on resolving the issue of Nagorno-Karabakh. We will also certainly discuss the significance of the recent developments in Central Asia. In this regard, let me stress that NATO is deeply disturbed by the recent violence in Uzbekistan. We condemn the reported use of excessive and disproportionate force by the Uzbek security forces and support the call by the United Nations and other bodies and governments for an independent international inquiry. And we urge the Uzbek authorities to allow such an inquiry. All our partners have undertaken commitments to fundamental freedoms and human rights, which we expect them to fulfill. Indeed, sharing common values, support for democracy, liberty and the rule of law is what binds us together. And it is why there is such a strength in our Euro-Atlantic partnership. We must together nurture and build on these values. With this introduction, and thanking Minister Freivalds once again, and the Swedish people and the Swedish government for their great hospitality, I would now like to give the floor to Minister Freivalds for her introductory remarks. Minister, you have the floor.